A very interesting Shiloh came up recently. Somebody called me to say, unfortunately, his mother had passed away. And we were talking, asked him where he was, and he said he was at the hospital. And we realised, of course, he's a Kohen, but there's not a Kohen of a problem for a Kohen to be Matame for a close relative, for one of the relatives that they have to sit Shiva for Midoraita. And therefore, it wasn't a problem for him to be in the hospital whilst her body was still there. Then, while we were talking, suddenly a light bulb went on in my head. And I remembered that his mother had actually had a limb amputated a little while previously. And I pointed out to him that there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeh Sim Shinayim Gimel that says that even though a person, a kohen, is allowed to be metame, or has got a mitzvah to be metame for a close relative who passes away, if the person is not shalem, so then they're not allowed to be metame. And this is based on the Gemara Masechet Nazi, Daf Mem Gimel, Amud Bet, where the Gemara says, Nikdar Rosho Shel Aviv Eino Metameilo, that if a person's father is decapitated, then they're not allowed to become Tame to their father. If they're a Kohen, my Tama, what's the reason? Because the Pasuk says, La Aviv, that you become Tame for your father, and the Gemara Darshan's Bisman Shu Shalem, Velo Bisman Shu Chaser, that Aviv means when it's his father in his entirety, and not when he's chaser, not when he's missing certain parts of the body. So I said to him, he needs to leave the hospital right away, which he did. And we had a little bit of a discussion, checked it up. He was a little bit surprised about the halacha, so we checked it up in the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, it was there. Looked in one or two other svarim, brought down as a bit of a machloket in the poskim. My advice was that this is an Issador writer, or possibly an Issador writer, and therefore one should be strict. That was my advice. But then subsequently he remembered that he knew another Kohen who'd been in exactly the same situation, and that Kohen's a distinguished Rav. And he spoke to that Kohen, and that Kohen told him that, yeah, it had been the case when his father had passed away, and that for various reasons that the Chevra Kedisha hadn't indicated that he shouldn't become Tameh, and therefore he followed that Maisa Dika Psak, if you like, the case of Maisa Shahaya. Somebody had the case and looked into it and discovered that actually it wasn't a problem, so therefore he went back into the hospital under rabbinic guidance. In any event, I looked into it a little more, and found that in the first instance there's actually a machloket rishonim how we pass and whether we pass in like this Gemara at all, because it's true that the Rambam in Perek Bet of Hilchot Evel Halacha Tet Vav does paskin exactly like this Gemara, and says Nikta Rosh Shel Aviv Eino Metamei Lo, and that's the way that the Rosh and the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch paskin. But the Rif and the Ravid paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov on Daf Mem Dalad, who indicate that we don't follow this drasha, and that in actual fact a Kohen is allowed to become Tameh to a parent, whether they're Shalem or not Shalem. So in the first instance we've got a Machloket Rishonim. It's true that we follow the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch on this, but nevertheless it's worth noting that we've got a Machloket Rishonim there. And the Rav Vosne in Shevet Halevi, Chelek Gimel, Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, he says that it's actually Shulchan Aruch is paskening that it's a Sveika Dedina, that it's not an absolute Psa, there is a Safek, he's paskening the Chumra, but it's worth noting because of extenuating circumstances, etc., that it's Sveika Dedina. So that's the first point to flag up. The second point to flag up is, in actual fact, there's a Machloket Rishonim as to whether or not this din of Mechusar Eiver, that a Kohen doesn't become Tameh to a relative who is missing a limb, There's a Michael Lockhart who's showing whether this applies even if the Niftar lost the limb before they died. If they lost the limb after they passed away or at the time of death, then they don't become a Tummy. What if they lost the limb previously? So the Beit Yosef brings the Ramban in Torah Adam, who says that this is a din that only applies if they lost the limb at the time of death or afterwards, because the Lashon in the Gemara is Niktar Rosho, the person's head was amputated. That's something which obviously can't happen before they die. And therefore the indication is that it's only things that happen after when they die or after they die that stop the Kohanim being Metame to them, but not things which happen prior to death, though the Ramban concludes V'adavah Tzarech Hechra, that it's not 100% certain. That's what seems to him. And the Rosh also quotes the Ramban. The Shulchan Aruch, so the Machaber brings this Shita as a Yesh Misha Omer. He says that Kohen can't be Matame to a relative who is Mechusa Eifer. And then he says there's a Yesh Misha Omer. There is a view that if he's lost the limb before passing away, so then you can become Matame to him. And the question is, exactly how is the Shulchan Aruch paskening in this regard? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuvanik, Rav Moshe Chelik Aleph Sim Reish Nun Aleph, where he says, or it's implied from his tshuva, that one should be machmir, because Rav Moshe discusses the question of a person who has an internal organ removed prior to death, where he comes to the conclusion that in that case you can the Kohen can certainly be matame. The whole din only applies to an external organ, so indicating that if it was an external organ, then it would be a problem. Otherwise, Rav Moshe would simply say that, oh, you have internal organs moved removed prior to death, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. Also, Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot V'Hanagot, he paskens that one should be machmir because of the safek. And I heard in the name of Rav Dain Dunner of the Adas that he said in the name of Rav Eliashiv that one should be machmir as well. However, as I say, there's a machloket on this point. Rav Vosner in Shevet Halevi, Chelek Gimel Kuf Samach Aleph, he says that one can be makel. There's no reason to be machmer. And he says primarily his reason is because it's a machloket in the Rishonim about whether or not, you know, how we apply this to, whether we apply it to after death. And it's a sveika dedina, meaning that we've therefore got a sveika. We've got a safek, perhaps the halakha is like the Rif, that we don't paskan this sugya at all, and that a kohen can be metame to somebody who's mechusa eifer. And then even if we don't paskan like the Rif, nevertheless, perhaps the halakha is that the kohen can be metame to somebody who had the limb removed prior to death. And therefore Rav Vosner's conclusion is that it's all right for the Kohen to be Matame. Rav Osher Weiss also has a tshuva on the subject in Minchat Asher, Chelek Aleph Sim Samach Bet, and he also says that it's fine for the Kohen to become Tame for two reasons. Number one, he says that this is what's implied from the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, because he says that even though we've got a general klal, that when the Shulchan Aruch has got a stam and a yesh omrim halacha kistam, when the Shulchan Aruch first mentions a view without attributing it to anybody, and then brings a second opinion as a yesh omrim, there are those who say that really we paskin like the first opinion. Here, it's not a yesh omrim, but it's a yesh misha omer. Yesh misha omer is different, and that's really a way that Mechaber is explaining his first psak. So he thinks that indicates that the Mechaber holds like the Ramban Lamaisa. And he says also, you look in the Torah, that the Torah just says straight out that it only applies when the person loses the limb after death and not beforehand. And therefore, Rav Osher Weiss paskens Lahakel. And I had the opportunity in the Zchut to see Rav Herschel Schechter when the Shaila came up. And I asked him, and he said it seemed to him that Rav Soloveitchik had indicated that one could be Mekel as well. So what we see, that it's certainly a machloket in the poskim, but there are very important and prominent poskim who authoritatively rule that in this case it's not a problem. Ad kan.